Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 12 to 3 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Some people are really adept at change. They really are. Some people do change exceptionally well. I've said this before that a transition, change is good, transition is hard, right? It is really. And that's where I want to start. That's where I want to start with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. I do think that by and large, we are missing a massive, massive hole in the, hey, put Tom Brady with those weapons and boom, all of a sudden you have yourselves a great football team. A talented team that stopped the run last year, brings back Ndamukong Suh, brings back, you know, all their offensive weaponry. Likelihood is they add a right tackle in the draft. And then add some young running back help, and boom, all of a sudden, you got yourself a football team. Tom Brady, the most accomplished and greatest quarterback of all time by some people's estimation, most accomplished by no one else's. It's obvious, right? 6 Super Bowl wins, 9 Super Bowl appearances. Added on to Bruce Arians, who's had incredible success with quarterbacks. And you have yourself a marriage made in heaven. If Tom Brady only had weapons last year, he would be great. He would be great. And while it's true that 3 of the last 11 years, a tight end has been the leading receiver from Tom Brady, do you want to know what happened the other 8 years? Matter of fact, since Tom Brady took over, who were his go-to guys? All right, who were his go-to guys? Troy Brown, Deion Branch, David Givens, Rashee Caldwell. What, you know, the lost in the Super Bowl 16-0 year, Randy Moss. And for 5 straight years, Wes Welker led them in receptions. And 4 other years, Julian Edelman led them in receptions. This idea that Tom Brady can throw the deep ball, will throw the deep ball for a coach who likes to chuck it and duck it deep. Here's Bruce Arians on ESPN talking about Brady throwing the deep ball.
I think their perception's just wrong. I thought his deep ball was outstanding last year. Through their play-action game, they hit a lot of deep balls. And our quarterback, I thought he put it as good as anybody. Throw to the guy that's open.
Throw to the guy who's open. All right, that sounds great in theory, but in practice, Tom Brady throws underneath to tight ends and to diminutive slot wide receivers. That's always been his go-to. We all have our defaults, right? We all have our defaults. Things we go back to that no matter how much you try something new, you're always going to resort to what you've always done. Take LeBron James, for example. 2 years ago, LeBron James came to LA and said, hey, you guys want me to move the basketball? I'll move the basketball. And then as the season evolved, he said, hey, look, second quarter, fourth quarter, you know who I am. I'm LeBron James. You know how we're going to play. And by this year, he was back to playing ISO ball, to being the point guard, to being the facilitator for everybody. When people say LeBron James is the system, that translates into, hey, LeBron can only really play one way. Now, it's been really successful, and you have to have the specific pieces that fit with how LeBron plays, but you're going to play LeBron's way, right? Tom Brady is inheriting, is going to a team that has really good pieces, but they don't fit what he does. They just don't. He needs a running back who catches it out of the backfield. He needs a slot wide receiver that's always open on third down. Here's Daniel Jeremiah, former NFL scout, Move the Sticks podcast. See him on the NFL Network on the fit between Brady and the Bucs.
To me, it's not the scheme. It's how the personnel matches him. And while I love all those receivers they have down the field and the tight ends are good, but they don't have that pass-catching back that he's always had. They don't have that quick, sudden, get-open-right-now receiver that's going to give him some of those easy completions, those easy layups. Not saying that Tom can't push the ball down the field, but this is how he's played for the last, 15 years.
Yeah. There's the classic cliche of teaching an old dog new tricks. And I will say this with the coronavirus. Is anyone happier than dogs right now? Because their people are always home. My dog actually is kind of, his equilibrium is kind of thrown off. He's used to a mid-morning nap. I have the world's greatest dog. I know everybody thinks they have the world's greatest dog. I literally do. I have a sheepadoodle. Easy to train, great around kids. He's a gentle giant. He's 80 pounds. He's a big old boy. Gets along with everybody and every dog. And his equilibrium is thrown off a little bit because he's used to a mid-morning nap. Instead, he's got the kids in their, their homeschool. What do they call it? Distance learning. Right? I love this. Distance learning. You mean homeschool? No. It's distant learning. Yes, you're doing schooling at home and parents are doing most of the work, but it's distance learning. Got it. But the old cliche about teaching an old dog new tricks. My dog every single morning comes to my side of the bed, banks into the bed until I get up, and then he goes and he waits by the front door because he knows we're going to the park. And he's going to go and find the bushes. And again, this is why he's world's greatest dog. He takes a dump in the bushes. Sorry, can't pick it up. Deep in the bushes. You take him to a different park. You put a leash on him. You don't take him to the park. And he doesn't know what to do with himself. Old dog, new tricks. And he's only 4 years old. Tom Brady's been doing the same thing for 15 years. He hasn't thrown the ball deep downfield since Randy Moss and he wrecked the league. You know what year that was? That was the year 2007. This is 2020 we're talking about right now. So I understand he can throw the deep ball. No one's saying he's Peyton Manning at the end of his career who physically can't throw a football. I'm saying the idea that you're going to get the best of Tom Brady when the best of Tom Brady over the last 12 seasons or so is dink and dunk underneath, find the open guy, read the defense. Running back out of the backfield, wide receiver who's in the slot getting open, tight end. They have two good tight ends. But this feels completely different. And whether it's old dog, new tricks, or whether it's LeBron James, everybody ultimately resorts to their default. You can try and say, I'm a different man, I'm a new man, I'm going to try things or whatever. But at some point, especially during times of crisis, when you don't know what's coming next or when, what are you going to do? I mean, this is what happened to Brett Favre. The issue with Brett Favre wasn't ever arm strength. Never. It was Brett Favre didn't like to read defenses. Brett Favre liked his plays. I had a friend who was on the New York Jets coaching staff back when Favre was on the Jets. And they would come in with the play sheet, on the Friday night. They'd sit down with Brett and they're like, man, we really like this. We really like that. We really like this. And Favre would go, no. Give me two wide receivers. Give me a guy in motion. Give me one back deep. Why? Because that's all Brett Favre ever knew from his time in Green Bay. That's all he ever knew. And though Brady's offense has changed, and varied some, the idea that Tom Brady can throw the deep ball, so he will throw the deep ball because he threw a pretty deep ball last year, that's not who he's been. And asking a guy at 43 years old to be something he hadn't been in 12 years, you're asking him to reset his default. Everybody has every video game, every computer, every phone. We all have default settings. People have default settings. And can we stop with the Mike Evans is Randy Moss thing, right? Is that what we're really going to do here? He's a nice player. They have two good wide receivers. You know, they put up crazy numbers because you had Jameis Winston, who had to throw it a ton because he either gave it away a bunch or was going to give it away a bunch, so they kept throwing, kept scoring. It's a completely different league when you're playing for championships, when you're the hunter, hunted as opposed to the hunter, and when you're playing with Brady. And look, Brady's whole thing is precision, everyone knowing exactly what they're doing, where they're doing. Like, there's a reason it's worked in New England this long, and it's not just Tom freaking Brady. There's a lot to it. So I'm not sitting here predicting gloom and doom and telling you Tom Brady's going to stink. I'm saying the idea, just this idea that, well, you put Tom Brady with those skill position players. He didn't have the skill position players. So he, like, look, they still won 12 games. And one of the reasons is he still found a way to find Edelman. They were still marvelously coached. They still, at least last year, had Dante Scarnecchia working with the offensive line. All of those things change.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Cam Newton was released, and you see all these guys, a bunch of them, especially on ESPN, saying, Cam Newton's better than this guy. Cam Newton's better than that guy. Cam Newton should be with the Chargers, the Bears. How could the Bears and the Chargers pass up on Cam Newton? MVP of the league 5 years ago. How could they do that? And today on Instagram, Cam Newton was working out in his personal gym, flexing, looking big, saying things like this.
Kyle fits what we do. He understands.
Sorry. Saying they quit on me. They gave up on me. Right. They being the Carolina Panthers. But in the real world, it's a regime change. This is what happens. I've worked at three different places, and all of them are different, and all of them are the same. The guy who brought you in, the guy who believed in you, that's the guy you better make happy. That's the guy you tie your ship to. And if he gets fired, boy, you're a ship wandering at sea. Ship wandering at sea. But if he goes to another place, you follow him. You follow him. That's what generally what happens. I mean, if you want inside the Beltway stuff at Fox Sports, like, look, when Colin Cowherd came to Fox Sports, he followed a guy who had started his show, his TV show at ESPN. And then, of course, you know, one of the lead producers is now one of our executives here at Fox Sports Radio. Guys you had worked with before, guys that you respect, guys you know the business, know you, embrace you and your style, you embrace them and their style. Right. Do you want a little bit more money to change that? Of course. Of course. But there has to be some inherent trust, because if you go and work for people you've never worked with before, I've done that. Then all of a sudden you sit down and you're just you and they're like, yeah, I don't really love you. Yeah, but you hired me, didn't you know? Like, no. I mean, we just thought we met you in a meeting and everybody liked you and we thought you're good. And right? You got to have knowledge of it. Ron Rivera took the Washington Redskins job. He got as close to autonomous power as you can get with the Redskins. He told us as such at the Super Bowl. He's told everybody that Dan Snyder, the owner of the Redskins, said, I'm going to step away. I'm going to trust you. Remember, this is the Dan Snyder whose kid went to high school with Dwayne Haskins, and that reportedly is why they drafted Dwayne Haskins last year. So you're going to bring Scott Turner, that's a son of Norv Turner. Norv Turner worked with the Panthers. Scott Turner worked with the Panthers. You're going to bring Scott over from Carolina, as well as several other members of your front office and your coaching staff to transplant to the Redskins. Why? Because you've worked together. They know you. You know them. And you believe that if you do it your way, it works. And for Ron Rivera, the proof is in the pudding. He went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago with the number one defense and the number one running game. And a quarterback that won the MVP. Sure, they didn't play against the one team, I think, above 500 record. Right? But his ability, or that team's ability, to win with Cam Newton, who's a low percentage passer, and survive when Cam Newton was often injured in a smaller market like Carolina, and do so while, you know, at times turnover with players, remarkable. And you're playing against the Falcons, who went to Super Bowl, the Saints, who have been a dominant team the last couple of years, like all of this stuff. Ron Rivera brought guys over that he knew, that he respected, that he trusted in his coaching staff, in his front office. And he had the opportunity to bring one quarterback over. That quarterback was not Cam Newton. It was Kyle Allen. Take a listen to what Ron Rivera says about bringing over Kyle Allen.
Kyle fits what we do. He understands our system. You know, Scotty Turner's our offensive coordinator. You know, we're using the system that we had basically had in place for 9 seasons. And Kyle's a young quarterback. He's had some success. He is good in the locker room. He understands what I'm looking for. He understands what Scotty's looking for. So hopefully we can take that and use it to our advantage with our new team.
You got all of these guys on TV and radio saying, how did the Chargers, who, by the way, why the Chargers have Tyrod Taylor instead of Cam Newton? Tyrod Taylor was a starting quarterback with the Buffalo Bills. They went to the playoffs. Who was his play caller? Anthony Lynn. Who's his head coach now? Anthony Lynn. They work together. They trust each other. This is not that hard. I swear to God. Why did the Bears go out and get Nick Foles? Why did he go out and get Nick Foles? Well, because Nick Foles played for Matt Nagy. He played for John DeFilippo. He played for all of their offensive coaching staff. He played for before either in Philadelphia or Kansas City, and Nagy played for in both. They work together. He played for him. They understand how each other works, and they respect each other. Ron Rivera has the chance to bring over a quarterback. And you can say, well, Cam Newton was making $19 million, and Cam Newton right now is making zero. When you get cut, you don't make a penny. You got nothing. There's no contract details, nothing, zero. So the idea, I don't know what Cam Newton, he probably wants a multi-year deal, whatever. But if you want to say that, well, Kyle Allen makes $580,000, Cam Newton was making $19 million. Right now, Cal, he could have waited it out. He knew nobody was trading for Cam Newton. He didn't. He traded a fifth-round pick for Kyle Allen. Why? He's good in the locker room, knows what he's doing, knows what we expect, had some success in the league. Same offense for 9 years. The same offense that Cam Newton ran. Cam Newton had success. He went to a Super Bowl. He was an MVP. Ron Rivera's telling you he can't play anymore. He doesn't want him. That's all you need to know. You don't need to accost the Chargers. You don't need to accost the Bears. Oh, the league. That's not the league. It's Ron Rivera, who everybody respects, right? When Ron Rivera took the job at the Redskins, like, man, I really like Ron Rivera. Why would he take the Redskins job? That's because you like and respect Ron Rivera, and you don't feel the same about their owner, right? So if a guy that everybody respects, everybody is a former player, a really good coach, you know, a guy who does it the right way and builds a culture and toughness and brings over, and the guy he leaves behind, he's like, yo, we're still boys. Yeah, you gonna come? No. We're full here. Sorry. We'll take Kyle. We'll take your backup. We'll take a rookie, a guy who got beat out twice in college. That's all you need to know. Does it mean that Cam Newton stinks? No. Does it mean that he's not better? Like, if you go throw with an empty stadium to just wide receivers, like, no, that doesn't mean that Cam Newton's a bad football player. It just means there's something there in terms of his leadership, his ability to stay healthy, right? Part of ability is availability. Right? Football players say it all the time. Dude's hurt all the time. Cam's about Cam. Cam's not about the team. And here's a lesson. No GM has ever opened up their Instagram and said, oh, Cam Newton's lifting weights? Oh, he's motivated to be great? Prove people wrong. He's the only guy in the NFL that's lifting weights and motivated to prove people wrong. I didn't think we wanted Cam Newton. Frankly, I'm surprised that not only did the Redskins, but the Bills, okay, Bills, that coaching staff came from Carolina, all of them passed on Cam Newton. I'm a little surprised there, but now that I see him working out on my Instagram, hey, somebody get Cam Newton's agent on the phone. Let's give him a multi-year deal. He wants to be great. Raiders needed a quarterback. Did they sign Cam Newton? No. Did they wait? Nope. Marcus Mariota. That's all you need to know. I'm guessing from the time that John Gruden sat down with Cam Newton and he said, tell me a play call you had at Auburn. He said, six. That was a play call they had at Auburn. Six. What's the formation? We just called it six. Go back and look. There's tape of this. Right? Like, this is the every interview is you're making an impression for your future employment. Instagram may love Cam Newton's hat, suits, glasses. I mean, he looks clean, man. Scarves. I don't know what's going on with the scarf thing. It's just weird. But whatever. He can get away with it. Instagram may love it. TV pundits may love it. They may tell you that the Chargers don't know what they're doing, the Bears don't know what they're doing, but if the Redskins don't want him, why should anybody else? There are parallel worlds. We live on the same planet in a different universe. The people who are in this Tiger King, Big Cat thing, I swear to God, that is a different universe in the world I live in. And these people that say Cam Newton is still an elite quarterback when he's only really had one great year, one good year, and a bunch of inaccurate years. Like, look at his career. It's 9 years, and he's consistently inconsistent. And when you're consistently inconsistent, you're inconsistent. And when your longtime head coach brings over everybody and leaves you behind, and you don't have a job, so there's no, don't give me the salary cap crap. Tells you all you need to know. Those Cam Newton fandom IG lovers that think, well, now you signed Cam Newton, that is a parallel universe to the one in the real NFL. In the real NFL, you got to go that somebody likes you, trusts you, knows you. And he had that chance to stay, to go to Buffalo, to go to the Redskins, and everybody passed. That's all you need to know.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. His brother Nick just played in the Super Bowl. He told us back when Nick was, you know, 2 years ago, or 3 years ago when he was in college, he's like, Mom, Nick's going to be better than me. Nick's better than me. But he's pretty damn good in his own right. He's Joey Bosa of the L.A. Chargers. He joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Joey, how are you?
Hey, not bad. How are you doing?
Good, man. Where are you?
I'm at home in Florida.
How is? I mean, you're an active guy. You know, you're young. You got money. You should be getting ready for the off season. You should be training. What's this like? What's this experience like for you?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I tend to spend a lot of my times relaxing inside, so it's not too big of a change. But it's obviously we're just trying to be safe and stay as ready as we can and, you know, keep doing what we can until we get locked down here, which is probably going to happen here pretty soon. But it's just the simple pleasures of going, being able to go get a bite to eat every once in a while. It's tough not being able to. It's definitely a different feel around spring break with the streets being empty in Fort Lauderdale.
All right. So are you able to go and train? Because, you know, in Southern California, you can't go in. You have to go in. It's like a speakeasy, right? You got to like knock three times to get into a place to go train. It's got to be secret. Are you guys still able to go train?
Yeah, there's. We have a spot right now. It's kind of like that. It's completely shut down, and we go by ourselves at a certain time. And I'm sure we're going to get, like I said, locked down pretty soon, and then they're going to have more cops patrolling. Right now, we're still free to go about as we want. The parks are getting closed down. The beaches are getting closed down. So we try to get up early enough to go get a run in at the parks. But the last few days we've been getting kicked off by some of the park rangers. So we're just trying to make it work. But obviously safety comes first.
Have you broken out the do you know who I am thing yet?
I don't do that very well. I'll let my trainer do that for me. But They're pretty understanding. Obviously, they don't really want to be going around kicking kids off fields. It's not what they're really looking forward to do, but they usually cooperate pretty well with us. There's not much they can do.
Have you watched Tiger King yet?
No, that's what I've been hearing about, though.
Should all right, be so what have
so
you
have
been?
Have you watched it?
I have. Oh, I'm on episode 5. I'm not going to give you any
worth a watch.
Yeah,
I don't really know. I've heard from a couple people. I might check it out this weekend.
Yeah, you're pretty much going to go, oh my God, every one of these people, I feel so much better about myself. Right? Any issue you're going to feel
like. Do people like that actually exist?
Yes. Yes. Like, yeah, it's like, there's no way this is real. And then, like, actually, this is real. This actually really existed, really, really happened.
Yeah, it's hard to surprise me anymore in today's world, you know?
Yeah. This one, I would love to. I'm going to guess you might be more than mildly surprised, even shocked at the varying story. It's not just one story; it's a bunch of different. Like, oh, I can't. I can't.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast today, and they were mentioning a little bit that he has 150 cats or whatever, and one lady got her arm bit off and came back to work the next week. So I think that's enough to get me in.
Yes, yes. One of his workers had her arm bit off, and she only missed work for 5 days.
And yeah, that's impressive. That's some dedication.
We all think we're tough. We're like, yeah, you know, yeah. Ronnie Lott cut off his finger. Like, she got her arm bit off, and she came back.
Right.
And you know what? Honestly, on the scale of one to crazy, that's closer to one with some of the other parts of the story. I swear to you.
Well, good. Good.
Joey Bosa.
I'll get back to you.
Joey Bosa joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. What's your feeling over Philip Rivers leaving? Mutual, parting ways, going to the Colts. He's the only quarterback that you've ever known during your NFL career. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, it's going to be different not having him in the locker room after the last 4 years already. It's been, can't believe it's already been 4 years, but I mean, I'm happy for him. He got a great deal. He's going to a place that I'm sure he'll fit in well. Definitely no hard feelings on either side, I don't think. And I'm excited to see who we're going to get. I don't know if he's going to be Philip Rivers caliber in the first year or what, but I'm excited to see. I really have zero idea who it's going to be, so there's a lot of uncertainty with that. But I'm sure they have people in mind.
Did you think that you were getting Tom Brady?
Oh yeah, for a little bit. I think I was hearing from some people that there was a very good chance of that, and I mean, I wouldn't complain about getting Tom Brady. That's for sure.
You know, here's my defense of Tom Telesco, who drafted you. It's like he drafts you, he drafts Melvin Ingram, he drafts Derwin James. You find, you know, Austin Eckler, obviously, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, all these guys. So there's this kind of like, well, you know, you got to go and sign this guy or sign that guy. Why wouldn't you trust a guy who's drafted so well to draft the next quarterback if he's proven the ability to see talent in the NFL draft, right?
Right. Yeah, I think he's definitely done a good job, especially in the last few drafts or all the ones you've named there. Hunter Henry, another one to add.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I haven't really watched much of the quarterbacks other than Tua or Joe. So, I mean, I would love to have Joe Burrow on my team, that's for sure. But I haven't watched much of, I think, Herbert from Oregon or whatever. I haven't watched much of them, so... I don't know. I'm excited to see. I don't know how I feel about having a rookie QB after having a OG like Phil back there for so long. I think people are going to be like, man, we really had it good when we had Phil over here. But hopefully we draft somebody or pick somebody up and they come in, because we definitely have the pieces to surround them.
Joey Bosa joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. The one thing it does do, if you have Tyrod and a rookie quarterback, is it frees up some money, and somebody's coming up on their fifth year.
Who's that?
I don't know. Oh, some cat named Bosa. Where are you guys with that?
Nowhere. There hasn't been much talk. I think most of it's been clouded by the pandemic and everything that's been going on. I haven't really been talking to anybody there. Tom texted me the other day just checking in, and you'll be the last to know though once I find out.
I appreciate that. Thank you for being honest with me. Thank you for being honest.
Yeah,
with me.
Right.
Okay, let's just give me a percentage chance that you're a Charger through your next deal. If I was to guess your heart of hearts, right?
I can't give you a number, but I'd say there's a very good chance. I don't see a trade happening, and I don't really want to be anywhere else. I like where I live. I like my teammates, and I'd love to keep playing there for the rest of my career. But you never know. Anything can happen, but I'd say there's a very good chance.
Okay, so look, your dad's kind of a legend, played obviously in his own right, still in incredible shape. Is he preparing his own kind of private workouts for when you guys are locked down? Is he going to come over and go old school push-ups, old man workout? You know, Nick, hop onto Joey's back, and Joey, you got to run a mile. Are there dad workouts that he has prepared?
We can't hang with dad workouts still, so we let him go be a madman and run for 10 hours on the beach or wherever it is, and yeah, we can't hang. We're definitely more of a short burst kind of athlete these days. My dad can run for days. It's unbelievable.
Joey Bosa joining us in the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, so you haven't watched Tiger King. What have you been watching?
I actually just finished Return of the King Extended. Just rewatched all the Lord of the Rings movies Extended. That was a 4.5-hour movie, so it's been pieced together over the last couple of weeks.
And?
So we got a good 12 hours of Lord of the Rings in over the past couple of weeks, and it's as great as ever. I haven't seen them in a while, so it was a good little recap.
You're a big Lord of the Rings guy? You're a big Elijah Wood guy?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably my least favorite character, but no, they're just epic. Yeah. And especially after how disappointing Star Wars was, it's good to see good direction and good acting in a fantasy trilogy.
You mean the most recent Star Wars, right? So if you're
Oh gosh, they're terrible.
Okay, so if your go-to Star Wars is which one?
Empire, probably. New Hope. I mean, both of them, it's hard to choose one.
Well, Empire
depends whether do you want to be upset at the end or do you want to feel good?
I don't know. Empire has one of the great lines in the history of filmmaking, right? I love you.
Yeah.
I know, right? That's an incredible line. That's just plus good doesn't always win. That's the great part about Empire, right?
I mean, I can't even imagine being in that theater when that first dropped. It's something I'm definitely jealous of people back in the 80s. There were some great movies back then.
Yeah, well, Tiger King is next. I don't think it classifies classifies a great movie, but I cannot believe this is
entertaining.
Yes, and it's in Florida, right? Half it's in Florida, half it's in Oklahoma. There's a little bit in Ohio.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was in Ohio.
There's some in Ohio, but most
that makes complete sense.
Yes, it's Florida. It's Florida, which is like, oh, that makes sense. Yes, Florida and Oklahoma.
Florida man.
Yeah. Yeah, more panhandle, you know, Tampa, Florida. Right. More. It's not. Yep. It's not Fort Lauderdale. It's not the. Not
the
east side.
Things change when you go up north a little bit.
Joey, great to catch up. Get back to that film watching, and we want you to.
Yeah.
You gotta post some of those dad workout videos when he starts running on the beach with no shirt on.
All right, I will.
Thanks, Joey.
Good talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Likewise, Joey Bosa, who said we will be the last to know when he agrees to a contract extension. See, there you go.